Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha. Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha. Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha. This is like saying to the Buddhas, I'm back. I'm here again. I'm ready to practice. It's one of those days in my life where I will practice. I know how precious this opportunity is. It's one of those days where I will walk in the footsteps of the previous generations. Walking this path with an open mind, an open heart, fully aware as much as I can. And when I say I'm walking in the footsteps of the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, and the Arahats, it means that I tune in to their deep wisdom and compassion. So somehow the awareness while I'm breathing in and breathing out changes a little bit. This breathing happens with an intuitive sense of wisdom and compassion. We don't really know what it means, but it's already there. I sometimes try to imagine, how did my master wake up? How did the Buddha wake up and start the practice? And then I remember, they didn't have to practice. How is it then? They were naturally in practice. And they are these great beings which walk the earth. How is it to be in full awareness without practicing? As we are being told by many of them, it is as simple as that, breathing in and breathing out. It happens by itself. Drinking a cup of tea. And that's that. There is a constant sense, a constant awareness that all of this is happening in mind. And these wonderful beings, they are completely aware that a mind as such cannot be found. It's only a word. What is meant with this word? What is meant when the Buddha says that all the different worlds are created by the mind? How do I create this world? I haven't built these worlds. How is that to be understood? How do I create my world right now? When contemplating such questions, there's no need to answer with the intellect. Those answers you already know. Let's try to feel just how, right now, it's happening. Breathing in and breathing out. And feeling just how much this is an experience of consciousness, of mind. Maybe you sense this, and when we say that feeling the physical sensations all over the body is mind, that somehow we are more in it, we separate less than when we say this is body. Somehow the separation becomes less. It helps us to feel from within, within the experience. We become more and more the experience. I invite you to walk a little bit through your body with your mindfulness into all the different places and to be the experience, of course, without attachment and aversion, without solidifying it, just being this flowing awareness, experiencing all the various possible sensations in the body. of course, please include the hearing. Most of you are practicing with closed eyes. You can also include the seeing. Just the focus is not on what we see and how we see, but actually being aware how all of this are different phenomena in the mind, different forms of being conscious, being aware. There are, of course, more aspects. That is the smelling and the tasting. And there is this fine awareness of just what's going on and the thinking processes, the impulses in mind, the more subtle mental states, the mood. And how all of this comes together to form the experience of now. And it seems that this experience of now would be exactly what is called mind. It's the minding process of now. This flowing awareness. And in this overall awareness, our attention goes sometimes more in this area and in that area. Maybe you can feel that. Then sometimes the attention, the mindfulness settles somewhere. And the overall awareness continues. Sometimes active, sometimes calm, same mind. is always good to make a little pause. And while you stretch and perhaps change position, keep a light awareness of how that is also part of mind, how that happens in awareness.